Stand by. The vacuum tubes are warming up. This is a special live broadcast right here on Georgia Radio.
Well, it's always fun when friends stop by, especially when that friend is John McEwen. Welcome back to Georgia Radio. Glad to have you on.
Well, it's great to be on Georgia Radio. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. We talked the last time you were here about the newsman, John.
Yeah.
A man of record.
Thank you. That album is doing really well out there. People have said it's something that they want. That's a good thing.
That is good. Let's talk about The Mountain Whippoorwill, which is your new children's book that just came out. Tell us about it.
The Mountain Whippoorwill is on The Newsman. It's one of the stories I tell with a fiddle and a banjo. It was written in 1928 in Georgia. And it was inspired by a fiddle contest that Steve and Vincent Benet went to in 1928. And he wrote this story about playing at the Georgia State Fair or the Essex County Fair. And I've been doing that for years. You know, I used to, well, about six times I backed up Steve Martin when he was doing it. We were both teenagers, and he wanted to do the poem, and I said, let me put some music behind it. And I played the banjo, and he liked it, and we tried it on stage. And it was the first time I remember a room full of people standing up, and I thought they were going to leave, and they didn't leave. It was the first standing ovation we ever got was for The Mountain Whippoorwill. And I put that on the album, and I've been worked on a children's book at the same time. Now, this is an adult children's book that I did that poem with the Dirt Band for 30 years, probably. You may not have seen it, but a lot of people did. And I thought, well, maybe those people that were listening are grandparents now. And like I am, and they might want to have something to read to their grandchildren. So yeah, here, let me read you this, and they can play the record along with it. So there.
And it is available out in print right now, is it not?
Yes, it is. It's best to go to my website because I've got an autograph there. You can get one that's signed. Well, this, if you want it signed. And that's johnmcewen.net, McEwen. But yeah, it's a neat thing. It's a 7-minute poem that has pictures written behind it. Buddy Finney inspired it. He wanted to do it. And he used to work for Mellow Mushroom, and his artist friend, Jazz Ingram, got together, and they made all these drawings that I couldn't turn it down.
It looks really great. Of course, you can get it right there at John's website at johnmcewen.net. We'll quick link that in the show story. You mentioned Steve Martin. Last time you were on, we talked a little bit about it, but the two of you sort of grew up together working at the Disney Magic Shop there. Refresh our memories.
Well, that's right. That when we were 16 years old, we were both trying to get a job. And the job was at the Disneyland Magic Shop, and we got it. And I celebrated by having lunch in Tomorrowland. I had a tuna sandwich. And it was a great 3-year run doing magic tricks, demonstrating all day, selling them. You know, you'd have an audience of maybe from 1 to 25 people. And it would, if you messed up the trick or didn't go well, you didn't have to worry. There'd be a new audience in 10 minutes. People drifting through, you know, they're just coming through. Oh, what does that do? What are the nickels to dimes? Oh, let me show you that. This is, you know, it was the Swingali deck where all the cards seem the same and they're all different. Yeah. I sold 152 of those one day.
I was going to ask, yes, how many Svengali decks, thumb tips, and, you know, foam balls did you and Steve Martin sell early on in your career? When did you both figure out you liked the banjo?
I guess the night I heard it live from Doug Dillard, playing it with the Dillards at a folk club in Orange County. I was 17 and a half. And I was like, I mean, I couldn't. He played it so well. I can remember it today. He started the set with Hickory Hollow. And now, please make welcome from Salem, Missouri, the Dillards, and they went on stage and kicked off Hickory Hollow. It's like, oh my gosh, that's wonderful. And, well, that was it. They were great performers, too. Funny. And they were like a combination of Fountain Scruggs and the Smothers Brothers. And if you ever saw the Smothers Brothers, you know what I mean. If you ever saw Fountain Scruggs, you went, wait.
Yeah.
They were... great music and funny.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
I wanted to ask you about this because I think it's so cool that a lot of new folks have been discovering your work. But you, of course, one of the founding members of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, among other great accomplishments throughout your life. But I noticed I was up at the Country Music Hall of Fame a couple of weeks ago, visiting some family up in Nashville and whatnot, and there was your banjo right there. In the Hall of Fame. That has to be such a huge honor, and a lot of new people, I would imagine, walking through there going, who is this John McEwen guy?
Yeah, did you notice the two large pictures on the walls?
Well, they're kind of hard to miss, John.
Yeah, that was the one that shocked me. I'm walking up to see that exhibit, and the first thing that's on the wall is a 8 by 10 foot, well, maybe it's even bigger, photo of the Dirt Band. And there I am right in the middle, and it's from 1968 doing the Playboy After Dark TV show. And it was quite an honor to be in the museum so well. That's up for another year and a half.
I was talking to a young person who's very near and dear to me, might be my son, but he wants to remain anonymous. And he was curious if you ever played with Kermit the Frog after seeing that, which I thought, well, that's a good question. I'll have to ask John if he ever played with Kermit the Frog, who is a famous banjo player in his own right, I guess.
No, I played with Gonzo, though.
Well, there you go.
I did a show where I produced a DVD on Willie Nelson and Paul Williams. Of Rainbow Connection, the two of them doing Rainbow Connection. Oh, and then the next song was Going Back There Someday with Gonzo and Paul Williams. And Gonzo, he was a great guy, Dave Goles,
yeah.
That does Gonzo. And I had Willie Nelson and Gonzo do an interview together. It was really, really special on the DVD.
I was just curious, you bring up Willie, you bring up Gonzo. Who have been some of your favorites to play with?
Tom Petty, I think, as brief as it was really great. And Sissy Spacek, she was one I had to teach piano to. I had to spend 3 weeks teaching her how to play a song on the piano, and she learned it. And we put it in. Wow. Tommy Lee Jones had hired me to do the music for the Good Old Boys.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, how about if Sissy plays this song on the piano after that dinner? And he goes, well, she doesn't play piano, I don't think. And says, well, I'll make it so she can learn it. And teaching her every day, she came in and she worked at it for an hour, and she got it.
That's wonderful. Well, you can hear more stories from John on The Newsman. If you haven't already downloaded that album or purchased it, you can go do that right now. And again, all of this stuff is available on his website, including his new children's book, The Mountain Whippoorwill, which is available in print and autograph right now at johnmcewen.net. John, thanks for hanging out today.
Thank you. It's nice to be on the Georgia air.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
Georgia Radio. Good company and great country.
Enjoying the country music. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.